come on, please.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. As we say good morning to you today, it's a very nice forecast for you. We'll share that with you coming up following the news from ABC. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Vice President Harris will be in North Carolina today to unveil her economic agenda.
The plans include $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers, a call to build 3 million new housing units, and a first-of-its-kind ban on corporate price gouging on groceries. Her campaign saying in her first 100 days, she will introduce clear rules of the road to make clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers to run up excessive corporate profits.
ABC's M. Nguyen. On Thursday, President Biden and the Vice President talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. It starts in 2026, projected to save recipients and other taxpayers billions. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lorenz told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News. New Jersey Transit, a once proud mass transit agency, has had a terrible summer. Too many canceled and delayed trains to count. It's trying to make amends.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
His publicist reported the death of Peter Marshall, longtime host of the old Hollywood Squares game show. He hosted more than 5,000 episodes of Squares. In an interview with the Archive of American Television, he called it the easiest thing I've ever done in show business. Peter Marshall was 98. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81 degrees. Clouds will increase around lunchtime with a few more showers possible this afternoon. Also for tonight, scattered showers tapering off and a low of 64. Patchy sunshine Saturday and a high of 78 degrees. And Sunday, sunny and summer-like, a high of 83. Plenty of sunshine and warm Monday and a high in the low 80s. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 74. We did pick up 16/100ths of an inch of rain. And looking at some stats on the morning today, we're at 69 degrees, following an earlier reading today of 72 in the early morning hours. Right now, WRCO Studios, on a Friday, the 16th of August, it is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red flag, the bombers' wing in air, gave proof
labor is so hard, and the workers are so tired, and our weary hearts are yearning for a rest. And we find we're getting anxious to be in that happy land, where we'll receive such peace and happiness. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. We may look into the skies, and tears will fill our eyes, for our burdened hearts grows heavier each day. First we cry, oh Lord, please come, come and take your children home. But then we look around us and we say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There are so many wandering out in sin. Just a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in.
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet and Wait a Little Longer, Please, Jesus. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Statler Brothers. And here we are together again, friends. The Light in the Milk House show is here to wake the town and tell the people. And some great things to tell you about for the upcoming weekend. A recap of a Brewer win. So a split of the four-game series against the Dodgers. Really, that's not that bad. Dodgers are good. So we'll recap that in a few minutes from WRCO. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House show. A warm overnight, 69 degrees currently at WRCO. Well, time to shine up the shoes and get ready for the chores. Here's Red Foley.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear, the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Listen, let him go. Don't that tickle you? Pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here goes. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Woman, sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. Woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again. Step by step, you taught me easy loving. Night by night, you caught me in your will. My self-control was overruled by passion. I couldn't see the heartache up ahead. Woman, sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. I say, woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live. Someone true is waiting, and I should be with her. And she don't know I crave your ecstasy. But many hearts would break if I don't conquer this lustful spell you cast all over me. Woman, sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. Woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again.
Mark Chestnut on the Mill Cow Show, 13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Today, the Southwest Cap Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area. It will be in Boaz from 11 until noon at the Boaz Community Building parking lot and at the Village of Muscadet office parking lot from 1 until 2 today. Also reminding you that a part of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's centennial celebration, they've been sponsoring free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center on specific days, and today is one of those days. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today, and that is at the Christian Fellowship Church in Black Earth. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will be holding a night market tonight from 4:30 until 8:30. That's happening this evening with some great food and music. And going on tonight, the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation will host a bingo event. It starts at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center. Tickets are $60. That includes appetizers, 3 drinks, also membership, and 9 games of bingo, with cash or merchandise worth $400 for each winner. Raffles and silent auctions will also be a part of the event. Southwest Wisconsin Pullers will host the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull. That's tonight, starting at 6:30. Admission, $5 for adults, free for children 12 and under. Food and drinks will be available on the grounds tonight in Hub City. And you're up to date. Those are a few things going on today and tonight in the area. Here's Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? Somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in a crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans and a long black veil, she cries o'er my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
An update on sports today on this Friday morning is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in Home Talent Night League Baseball, the Dodgeville and Jefferson game postponed. It's been moved to Monday. And last night's Church League Softball semifinal game, that's been moved to Monday night at 7:30. Jackson Churio and William Contreras homered in the first inning and scored again during an eighth-inning comeback as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 6-4 victory over the Dodgers. Devin Williams earned his third save in his many opportunities and ended the game by striking out Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. That save came one day after Williams preserved a 5-4 victory by retiring Ohtani, Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order. The Brewers trailed 4-3 before scoring three runs in the eighth inning. Elsewhere yesterday, San Francisco 6-0 over Atlanta, Philadelphia 13, Washington 3. In the American League, Detroit 2, Seattle 1. Baltimore 5-1 over Boston, Minnesota 3, and Texas 2. Oakland a 7-6 winner against the Mets. NFL preseason action last night, one game, Philadelphia 14, New England 13. The Packers play Sunday night against Denver in their second of three preseason games.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
5:21, the time. Time to kick it into gear officially with the aerobic polka. And I had a chiropractic adjustment yesterday, so hopefully I'm good to go and limbered up and don't have to go back again today. But here we go. Let's see. One and a two and a... The old plain hot shots and the EIO polka. That was a wild one. Hopefully you didn't throw anything out of the socket this morning. Hank Thompson on the Mel Cow Show.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Heart is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart,
You said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. I didn't think you were that sort. When I handed you my heart, you got it on the platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there. It's been more than a year now since my daddy passed away, but I'll keep his memory the songs we used to play. Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
The group Atlanta and sweet country music here on the Light in the Milk House show. That's what we do, or try to do each and every morning. Today's forecast, partly cloudy this morning and mostly cloudy, warm and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by afternoon. A high of 81, southwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm early tonight, variable clouds and a low of 63. Saturday, a few breaks of sunshine, isolated showers. showers or thunderstorms still possible, a high of 77. Saturday night, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy and a low of 60. Sunday, partly cloudy and seasonal, a high of 80. And Monday, great weather with sunshine and lower humidity and a high of 80 degrees. In Richland Center this morning, we rise and shine to a temperature of 69. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
45Z Development, Stable Farmland Market, and Cattle Dashboard. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. The U.S. Ag Secretary says work continues to develop guidance for sustainable aviation fuel tax credits. Brownfield's Brandon Peoples has more from the American Coalition for Ethanol's annual conference in Omaha.
Tom Vilsack says he's optimistic the Department of Treasury can identify practices that result in guidance for the 45Z tax credit that works better for U.S. producers.
And I'm very hopeful that we are able to make the case for more crops to be included and for more practices and more combinations of practices, but not necessarily only a single set of practices in combination, as is the case in 40B.
Some senators want to ban foreign producers from qualifying for the 45Z tax credit, but he says there's a better approach.
I think a better way is for us to basically provide the level and support domestically that makes the choice from both an environmental and business position the easier choice. And that's why we're putting money behind the RCPP program.
As for the timeline, Vilsack says,
I think everybody's working towards that goal of end of the year, beginning of next year focus.
Reporting from Omaha, I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
A certified appraiser who covers several Midwestern states is seeing a stable ag land market. Diane Zellhart with Compeer Financial is licensed in Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana and says she uses benchmarks to track values.
Overall, our benchmark farms are showing signs of a stabilized market. The land market is dynamic, so fluctuations are to be expected. But across our territory, we're seeing movements that would reflect a typical stabilized market.
But she tells Brownfield there are regional signs the market is softening.
Illinois has seen a decline by 4.2% in our Class A benchmark farms. And I think this is the first decline in land values that we have seen since the run-up back in 2020.
Crop conditions are all over the board in southeastern Minnesota. Gail Donkers farms near Faribault and tells Brownfield it's been a very wet growing season.
And we just have a really uneven crop this year, I would say. You know, we have a few beautiful fields, I'm not going to lie, but we also have some really ugly fields out there.
She says harvest could be a challenge as corn and soybeans mature at different rates. And the USDA's Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard is now available. The tool provides cattle producers with enhanced insight on the markets to help foster a fair and more competitive marketplace. It includes actual net premiums and discounts paid to cattle producers by packers under formula marketing arrangements and detailed quality grand price distribution. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business again, and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was slow again Thursday. A few bids did finally surface at $188 to $190 live and $298 to $302 stressed. Both were in Nebraska. Asking prices were around $187 to $188 live in the South, while the North remained quiet. It looks like the bulk of the week's business is going to hold out until sometime Friday. At the OKC West, livestock auction in Oklahoma. Feeder steers were $2 to $4 higher. Feeder heifers under 750 pounds were $1 to $5 lower, and heifers more than 750 pounds were $1 to $3 higher on limited offerings. The USDA says demand was moderate. Steer and heifer calves that were long weaned were $5 to $8 higher, rebounding after the sharp drop-off in the market last week. Medium and large one feeder steers, 761 to 774 pounds, brought $246.50 to $260. Feeder steers, 804 to 822 pounds, brought $245.50 to $251. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 605 to 642 pounds, brought $242 to $265. Boxed beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.06 at $316.95. Select closed $1.53 higher at $303.03. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts again Thursday, bidding up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Demand for U.S. product in the global market has been relatively strong, helping provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 88 cents higher, with a weighted average of 85.31. The Iowa Minnesota was up 2.23 with a weighted average of 86.06, and the Western Corn Belt was up $1.20 with a weighted average of 85.75. Pork values closed higher, up 56 cents at $99.87. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the day lower on profit-taking, waiting for the week's direct business to unfold. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by higher cash and sharply higher wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans did end the session mostly firm, but were well below the session highs. September beans were down 3/4 at 951 and a half. November was steady at 968 and a half. Corn was lower, watching generally favorable late development weather. September was 6 lower at 375. December was down 3 3/4 at 397. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for that direct trade to start. October live was down $1.37 at 180.75. December was 97 lower at 180.62. September feeders were 67 lower at 243.67. But with cash and wholesale support, October hogs are up 57 cents at 76.50. December lean was 97 higher at 68.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
How a USDA grant program helped a small meat processor in Wisconsin expand operations. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Excavation was scheduled to begin this week to expand J.M. Watkins Meats and Meat Processing in Plum City in west central Wisconsin, thanks to a grant from the USDA Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. Owner Brandon Clare.
We're thinking right now it would probably be another five or six full-time employees because our building that we're in is 124 years old. It was really never set up for a meat locker. So just with the employees we have in a new efficient building, we could probably cut an extra five beef a week.
Claire says customers can barely squeeze into the store now, but that'll change.
Our retail is about 6 feet wide by about 12 feet long. Our new retail will be about 20 by 40, and we're going to have a drive-thru for people to pick up fresh meat.
Claire is looking forward to offering additional services, too, when construction finishes.
We're floating around some ideas of maybe a restaurant, maybe a commercial kitchen that you could rent out if you had projects that you wanted to do but you needed a commercial kitchen. We do have a fair amount of cold storage, so that could be beneficial. And there's been talk about maybe cutting deer in that building during the deer hunting season.
The program was designed by USDA Rural Development to encourage competition and sustainable growth in the U.S. meat processing sector while enhancing supply chain resiliency. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Optimism remains in the U.S. House to advance a farm bill by the end of September, but it's unclear what will happen in the U.S. Senate. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from the Missouri State Fair in mid-Missouri.
A U.S. congressman from Missouri, Mark Alford, tells Brownfield the U.S. House is still likely to vote on a farm bill when lawmakers return to Washington, D.C. in September.
G.T. Thompson, I just talked to him yesterday. He is still confident. He's spoken with the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and Steve Scalise, who manages the time on the floor. And we are going to get this farm bill on the floor in September.
He says the recent Congressional Budget Office scoring isn't a concern for the House bill, but getting a farm bill passed in the U.S. Senate could be. And the farm bill's fate in the lame duck session in December might come down to what happens in the upcoming election.
If President Trump is reelected as President of the United States, I think the Senate's going to act to push through their version of the farm bill, and let's go to conference with it.
Reporting from Sedalia at the Missouri State Fair, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
And Nebraska climatologist Eric Hunt says pasture conditions have been mixed across parts of the Western Corn Belt and Great Plains.
Pretty stressed pasture conditions across Wyoming, Western Nebraska, Western South Dakota, and Western North Dakota. Better conditions further east, although pastures have definitely started to show some stress here across portions of Kansas and Eastern Colorado as well.
Checking markets, September Class 3 milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed 4 cents lower at 21.30 Thursday, October down a penny at 21.65, November 4 higher at 21.17. Dry whey unchanged at 56 cents, blocks were up 7 and a quarter to 2.10, barrels up 8 and a half cents at 2.25, butter up 2 and a quarter at 3.14 and a half, and nonfat dry milk up a quarter penny at 1.24 and a half Thursday. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/ssi to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
It is 5:45. Today's forecast calls for highs in the low 80s. It looks like some rain on the way for later. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon. Tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm early and variable clouds. A low of 63. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s with a few breaks of sunshine. Isolated showers still possible. Any showers ending early Saturday night, a low of 60 and 80 Sunday. And some very seasonal weather Sunday and Monday. It looks like. Currently at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 69 degrees. That's the latest in forecast details. Like the Milk Cow Show, lighten it up, getting you ready for the weekend.
In your haste, you left and said you'd be returning. In my sorrow, I forgot to ask you when. In my lonely room, I sit and count the hours. Every minute hoping I'll look up and you'll come walking in. For then and only then will I stop crying. And this aching, breaking heart of mine will mend. Not until I feel your arms around me will I be happy, and I live for then and only then. All that's left inside my heart is just your echo and the tiny thread of hope to which I cling. But if I keep holding on, maybe someday you'll remember where you left me and come back for me again.
There's just one place for me near you.
It's like heaven to be
near you. Times when we're apart and I can't face my heart.
Day.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette, and near you, 10 minutes before the hour, we'll get the expert old Tony Schumacher in here to let us know what we can expect. Do we take our umbrella along? You know, how much rain? Those kind of things. He'll go into a little bit more specific detail in just a bit. It was a great win for the Brewers yesterday, 2 in a row against the Dodgers. That is not easy. And a good victory for manager Murphy and the gang yesterday. We'll recap that during our sports updates today. Get ready for the weekend. Here we go. Michael Montgomery, capping off this portion of the Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nee wishing you well this weekend. Keep it tuned here for some local radio, WRCO. The local forecast is next. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unsettled weather will stick with us through tomorrow thanks to a very slow-moving low-pressure system currently parked over Wisconsin. It will slowly move to the east. Early this morning, there's a pocket of showers and thunderstorms off to the northeast of us, stretching from near the Portage area up into north-central Wisconsin. But we'll likely see more of these pockets pop up throughout the day as the air gets unstable. It's going to be quite muggy today as well. Tomorrow, the wind will come in from the northwest, dropping temperatures a few degrees, and again some hit and miss showers. Finally, by Sunday, the storm is moving away, high pressure building in with drier air. Should be some great weather Sunday through the first half of next week, with mild temperatures, comfortable humidity, and a lot of sunshine. There are signs of some building heat late next week. As an upper-level ridge of high pressure moves into the Midwest, we may make a run at 90 degrees once again. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially by afternoon. High temperature about 81. Southwest wind 5 to 12 miles per hour, turning westerly. Tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm early. Variably cloudy, low at 63. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. High at 77. The wind northwest 10 to 15. Saturday night, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low near 60. Sunday, partly cloudy and seasonal. High temperature close to 80. Heading into Monday, great weather with sunshine and lower humidity. Low in the mid-50s with a high near 80. Tuesday, little change, mostly sunny and nice, low 54 with a high of 80. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s, high 81. And Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer than normal, lows in the upper 50s with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Our current reading in WRCO country is 69 degrees. Yesterday's top temperature was 74, 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and a record high set on this day in 1988, that long, hot, dry summer. It was 101 on the 16th of August. The record low, 44 in 1992. Last year's high was 81. And the low, 56. Sunset will happen at 3 minutes after 8 tonight. Sunrise time for this morning will be at around 8 minutes after 6. We're on our way. Winds are light and variable today. No precipitation. After an early reading this morning of 72, we're at 69.